Good morning, everybody, and welcome into the Mary Griffith Show on this Wednesday, May the 14th, as I nearly fall over my chair. I'm old enough to know better, Laura, but yet I don't.
I was concerned just now.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I was like, well, I guess I'll do the show myself.
I didn't even get the sponsor in. Of course, the Mary Griffith Show, sponsored by Harvest Ridge Coffee, with premier coffees roasted and delivered in small batches, delivered fresh to assure you a rich, sophisticated, delicious coffee experience. Or, if you prefer, you can get them at wherever it is that you buy your coffee bright and early in the morning. So be sure to get yourself some Harvest Ridge Coffee. Laura Sievert-Hasseltine is alongside with Arts Quincy. Good morning.
Good morning.
And, of course, we talked about this last week, but busy time of year for you. You mentioned you had, like, almost like more events than days.
More events than days. We actually did almost double. So, and one of them I really want to start with today is to tell you about our fundraiser. We have a small fundraiser coming up. It's a casual one. It's a fun one. It's our York Street Happy Hour. It is at the Ratskeller. If you haven't been there, what a cool little place. We're doing it in the outdoor space. You may have heard that we lost one of our funding opportunities from the National Endowment for the Arts, and we're trying to make up some ground on it to keep our summer programs going strong. So it's a good opportunity to, at a low price, to come in and support summer programs for kids at the Jackson Lincoln Pool and that area of town. All you have to do is come and enjoy some wine. How pretty good, right? I like the concept. It's a happy hour fundraiser. It's Friday, May 30th. Let me spare you checking your own calendars. It is not Memorial Day, nor is it any of the graduations locally. So we picked one, a good one, I hope. Friday, May 30th at the Ratskeller. We are having wine tasting by Verve Imports. A $25 ticket gets you three of the wine tasting tickets, or you can choose the VIP ticket, which is $40, and you can try all eight. There's a small silent auction, not a big one, but a small one. We've got some folks to thank on that. And then Eric McKay is going to be performing as well. It's kind of a come-and-go thing. You don't have to be there the whole time. It's definitely just supposed to be an after-work deal. But we are limited on total tickets, so I can't have more than about 150 people in that space.
Right.
So get your tickets now so you don't miss out on this really fun fundraiser. $25. It makes a nice after work activity, and you can do some support for our kids programs.
Right, exactly.
I mean, I'm getting the VIP ticket because I want to try them all. Lane Schottenkirk does such a good job with these wine tastings. She knows everything about everything she imports. So we're excited about that. And you can have some exclusive pricing if you want to subscribe to a wine club and things like that too. So, and that'll all come back to Arts Quincy. We really appreciate that kind of support.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Friday, May 30th, get those tickets online, artsquincy.org, or talk to one of my fabulous board members because they can tell you about it too.
They can set you up as well. And if you're not in the mood for wine, still go get yourself a grapefruit beer. You're thinking, ooh, grapefruit beer. No, it's wonderful.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, we also have a signature drink for the event, but we haven't named it yet. We're working on it. It's purple because our color is purple, and so...
Well, maybe it will be revealed next week. Maybe.
We should have like a call-in thing where they'd be like, suggest an arts name for our purple fundraiser drink. Don't come at me with People Eater. It's got to be something better.
No, yeah. It's got to be artsy. You got to think of like a French painter of some sort, and not really impressionistic, but... Earlier on, like romantic period, something like that.
It's a romantic thing. I like that idea. We'll consider it, and we'll brain trust this and
all
figure
right.
it out. But
all
it should
right.
be a lot of fun. I'm going to go over and try it because I haven't tried it yet, so maybe that'll inspire me too.
Oh, that definitely inspire you to do some things. I'm sure about that, Laura. Coming up tonight, of course, it's part of the Adams County 200 Speaker Series, Historical Society of Quincy and Adams County.
That's right. We have another history happy hour. These have been really well attended.
Yeah.
And it's just 5 to 6 at the Lincoln Douglas Debate Museum here on Washington Square. Scott Giltner, who's a fabulous professor over at Culver Stockton, is presenting the Tony, One Man's Long Journey Through American Slavery. It's really talking about an entire person's life. He was enslaved for 55 years by a minister living in Louisiana, Georgia, Kentucky, and Missouri. So he moved around a lot. And finally, finally emancipated in 1861. So he's really talking about how slavery evolved over these four states and across time, using this story to not just talk about this one story, but the broader history of American slavery. So, and of course, Quincy playing a pivotal role in the abolishment of slavery and the abolitionists that lived here. So really knowledgeable guy who will get you excited about history anytime. And I highly recommend this free event.
And that's tomorrow night at the Lincoln Douglas Debate Museum from 5 until 6 for History Happy Hour. If you want to find out more, LincolnDouglasDebateMuseum.com. And then coming up Saturday, if you want to look at some lofts and get some ideas, boy, oh boy, there's some opportunities for you Saturday morning.
That's what I love. I'm like, oh, somebody's a better decorator than I am.
Well, you don't admit that, and especially on a radio show.
Oh, man, I got two little kids. You know what my decor is like 80% Legos. Yeah.
Never mind. There's plans and reality.
There's plans and reality and a lot of Legos in my house.
Yes. Someday
I'll miss that, but right now it's a lot of Legos. But if you want to see some nicer houses, the district has their downtown Quincy Loft Tours, a really exciting opportunity to see some great spaces. They are this Saturday from 10 to 2, and it's really charming, cool spaces that you probably don't even imagine are upstairs there in all these buildings downtown. The walking tour includes the Dempsey Loft, the Floor Loft at 613 Main, and the View 21 Loft right here on North 3rd Street. But they're going to talk about architecture, design, restoration of these spaces, and what it really takes to have living downtown. Tours can be taken. They're kind of like come as you are between 10 and 2. There's guides at every location, and tickets are only $15 if you get them soon, or $20 day of the tour.
Yeah, yeah. And I tell you what, a lot of credit needs to go to the city of Quincy as well, who kind of got this whole thing started with their grants to developers to develop these upper loft spaces that have been sitting empty for years and years and years. And then nobody really thought to do it. But then the city got with some developers and said, hey, we could use some help. And they said, sure. And now you're going to see the fruits of some of that with some really beautiful spaces. And it's neat that they're spreading out, too.
Yeah. Infill housing is so important in any city's, you know, effort to combat not having enough housing. But infill of these big buildings that, you know, had some work to do but could be amazing. This is a great example of how that works and I think can inspire people to do their own sort of renovations. Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a great thing. And I can't wait to see them. I'm going.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be neat. And, of course, right here in the district, so they're within walking distance of a lot of things like Washington Park and the farmers markets and the restaurants in the promenade and really everything that's offered during the year here in the district as well. So really, really neat ideas. And one more thing, Laura, coming up this Sunday in an event that you get associated with from time to time.
I do. I'm not in the low brass side. I'm on the high brass side. This is the low brass ensemble of the Quincy Concert Band, who is doing Sunday music series this Sunday at the First Union Congregational Church on North 12th Street. The low brass section of the Quincy Concert Band is just a phenomenal group. We're talking tubas, we're talking trombones, we're talking baritones, right? It's a unique sound. It's a really, especially in this church, I happen to love low brass ensembles in churches because it's so resonant and warm. Terrific, terrific players. And Sunday Music Series is a terrific. My favorite reason to go to Sunday Music Series is I've got a kid that's under fourth grade here, and you know he's a second grader. Mm-hmm. And if you want to talk to your kids about what instrument they might like to play, the Sunday Music Series is this opportunity to get up close and personal with all of these terrific instruments, hear them individually, like what does a trombone sound like compared to a baritone, for example, and can inspire them to choose their instruments. I think, and it's free. So if you have little kids like I do too, when they were toddlers, I used to take them to Sunday Music Series. If they only last 15 minutes, it's cool. I just snuck out the back door. Mm-hmm. But if they love it and stay and get inspired, that's great too. So it's a really kind of low entry point, right? So you can not be embarrassed to just come in and enjoy it.
Wanted to ask you one thing. The Quincy Public Schools, when did they start their instruction of kids with instruments?
Yeah, we are really lucky. We start in fourth grade here.
Okay.
You can start in fourth or fifth grade. It is rare across the country to start in fourth grade, but we've had booster programs for the music department going back, a century, you know, so mm-hmm. We are lucky to start that early. And I'll tell you, my fifth grader is a second-year trumpet player. The advantage of 2 years of trumpet by fifth grade is is just enormous. We just had that big concert, and you could hear the beginners, and then you could hear what my son was doing, and I thought, wow. You know, that extra year of instruction is why we have so many Allstate kids. It's why we have people who, like me, who was in Quincy Music and then went and played in Big Ten bands. You know, I mean, and then have professional music careers, too. We just saw two Quincyans are actually going to, Kent Embry's son, oh, I'm going to forget his first name, Garrett.
Okay.
And another Quincyan are going to be playing at Carnegie Hall coming up. So, I mean, that's Quincy's legacy. And, yeah, go to Sunday Music Series, learn about trombones.
Mm-hmm.
Trombones are ornery, but learn about the trombones and see if your kid is interested in playing trombones. Love everything about Sunday Music Series.
Yeah, having had three kids in the parochial schools campaign, which starts in fifth grade as well, yeah, it is quite nice to note the difference each year that they keep up with it. And
Yeah, and PMO does a great job. I don't want to at all miss them because they also produce great musicians across the board and all state folks too. So this one is again Sunday Music Series with the Quincy Concert Band's Low Brass, 4 p.m. at First Union Congregational Church. Terrific way to spend your Sunday afternoon.
Definitely is. And to find out more, just go online at artsquincy.org to see the full calendar and find out more.
Yes, right.
Laura, it's always a pleasure. I don't know if I'll see you next Wednesday. Oh, I'll see you next Wednesday, but I don't know if you and I will be talking next Wednesday if something comes up with Mary. I don't know.
I don't know. It'll be a surprise.
Yeah, it'll be a surprise. All righty. Laura, thanks so much.
Thanks.
Talk to you next week. We're coming up on 9:30. Back with more here on the Mary Griffith Show, including our first look at the latest commodity prices from the Chicago Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange on the way on WTAD. Let's get that update on the latest prices from the Chicago Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. We go to the Ursa Farmers Co-op. Good morning, Peggy.
Good morning, Scott. We've got mixed markets this morning. July corn is up a half at 443. December corn is down 1.5 at 439. March is down 1.5 at 454. Soybeans for July are up a penny at 1073.5. November is up a half at 1060, and January is up a half at 1070. Wheat for July is up 3.75 at 521. Soybean meal for July is down 30 cents a ton at 293. Lean hogs are down $1.35 at 98.15. Feeder cattle for August are down 75 at 305.25. Live cattle for June are down 10 cents at 216.22. Crude oil is down 0.24 a barrel at 63.01, and currently the Dow Jones is up 86 points at 42,314. Stay tuned the next hour for the next market update.
Coming up on 9:34 here on the Mary Griffith Show, with sunshine today and a high of 86, and pretty exciting stuff here. There's next month there is going to be an author's retreat in Quincy with a lot of talented authors from around the country. And we found out about this through Steve Luton, of course, a longtime WGEM sports caster, but also a local author as well. And in studio to tell us a lot more about that, the president of Indies United Publishing, it's Lisa Orban. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Glad to have you along here. Coming up June 7th and 8th is...
Sixth and seventh.
All right.
Sixth and seventh.
Let me correct that on my notes. June 6th and 7th,
mm-hmm.
Your group, Indies United Publishing, is hosting an annual author's retreat. Well, first of all, tell me about Indies United Publishing. What exactly do you guys do?
We publish books by authors from all over the world, actually. Not just here in the United States, not just here locally, but we actually represent authors from all over the world. We currently have, I believe it is 67 authors, and we have over 260 books under our imprint.
Wow. Wow. And you're going to try to gather a bunch of them all together here next month, or?
We're going to try and gather some of them. it's funny because life is very busy. A lot of our authors are teachers. We have doctors, we have lawyers, we have, professionals, and, it's hard to get away. So it doesn't really matter when I set these events up. Someone's always, they're like, if you just put it like it next month, and oh, well, then someone else couldn't have made it. But the event that we're hosting, this is the second year we've had it here in Quincy. This is the first year we're making it public on Saturday. So on Saturday afternoon from 1 to 3, we're going to be doing public book readings at the Corinthians Event Center on Hampshire Street, right across from Washington Park. And again, we're going to have these authors from all over the country, not just my authors, but authors from all over the place. And it's free to the public. And later that night, starting at 6 o'clock, we're doing our awards gala. And on that one, we're going to be it's a combined event between me and another group called the And I Thought Ladies, who do awards for literature, media, and journalism. And I will also be handing out the awards for our Small Bites short story contest winners. And so it's kind of this combined event, but we're going to have some pretty interesting people coming. Among them is going to be Dr. Dina, and I'm probably going to mispronounce this, Sataki Luck, who was the former assistant to Nelson Mandela. Yeah, she'll be doing our opening speech for the event on Saturday night. If we can work out details, she will also be reading from her book, Please Color Me Caramel, at the book reading from 1 to 3. But we've also got some other interesting people that people might know about, like Rodney Damon Collins, who is a 6-time award-winning author, actor, and advocate, and Meredith Punkert. She's the VP of Programming at Original Productions. And Daniel D. Smith, who is an actor and director. So we've got some, as well as, like I said, our authors that are coming in from the Small Bites contest. And so it should be this really interesting mix. We've got authors and advocates and actors and directors and, you know, a lot of interesting people coming in.
Right. Yeah, exactly. We're talking with Lisa Orban, the president of Indies United Publishing, about the annual author retreat coming up June 6th and 7th in Quincy, including the awards ceremony at the Corinthians. If you've lived in Quincy for a long time, it used to be the Forum.
That's right.
Oh, you know.
I know. I miss the Center Bar.
Well, yes.
See, I know.
You do know.
I do.
You do know indeed. So yeah. So that's coming up June 6th and 7th. So you're working with all these authors, mm-hmm. publishing all these books. What made you decide, I need to give myself some extra work and put this retreat and these awards together?
You know, writing is a very solitary event. And you know, everyone has the image of, you know, the author with the fuzzy slippers and the, you know,
sure.
gnome-like person. But it's we do a lot of things, and we bring authors and their elk bring in a lot of joy to people, you know, and to help them along, giving them awards, giving them recognition for the things that they do. Like we're doing the short story contest. The winners of that contest go into an anthology that just came out on May 7th, and it's available now for purchase. And it's just kind of a nice way to give back to the people that give us so much pleasure from just sitting down and reading a good book. The hours and all the hard work that goes into it. And the ladies, they do their awards for, you know, to recognize people in literature, media, journalism, and for advocacy. For, you know, for various causes as well. So it's a good, there's a little bit of this, you know, charity part of it, and there's a little bit of this recognition part, because, I mean, let's be truthful, everyone likes a cookie.
Sure.
Everyone likes to have that kind of pat on their back saying, hey, you're doing a great job. It's human nature.
Right.
And this is just, it's a fun way, and we're inviting the public to come in and experience this with us, and if you want to come on Saturday night, like I said, it starts at 6 o'clock. It's at the Corinthian Center. Tickets for a seat is $70, and for a table it's $400. It does include a meal. And the chance to meet and interact with a lot of really entertaining and interesting people.
Yeah, it does. And you will have a local advocate there, too,
yes.
Astrid Render, as well.
Yes. Again, that's part for the ladies as okay. part of their advocacy and recognizing people that have gone above and beyond to help others. We're recognizing her as well.
Yeah, I just, first of all, I just think it's great that we have a publishing company here in Quincy.
Yeah.
And just the fact that the number of people that you represent is very impressive.
Oh, thank you. We have one of the most diverse houses in the country. We have authors of all ages and walks of life and ethnicities and religions and everything. So it's really kind of neat. So a lot of times when you go to certain publishing houses, it's like, oh, all you're going to find are mystery books or romance or whatever. And honestly, our criteria is, did you write a good book? Is it entertaining? And if it meets that criteria, then we allow it to come in. So we have different points of view, different voices, different experiences. So you can find a lot of different things. I am going to say right now we're a little heavy on mystery thriller writers. And we're a little light on romance writers. So if you've written a romance, let me know, because I could use a few more.
We all could use a little more romance in
our
lives.
Everyone needs a little more romance.
Exactly. Exactly. We're talking with Lisa Orban, the president of Indies United Publishing here in Quincy, hosting an annual author's retreat in Quincy on June 6th and the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, it must be nice, because it's like, because when people think of authors and publishing houses in like New York and L.A., and
mm-hmm.
they're always competing against each other to find the big book and multi-million-dollar advances and things like that. In a way, it must be nice to just sit there and it's like, just come on in. Let's go over your book and see what we can do.
Yeah, it's a little different than, joining my house is different than, say, Random House. And we're considered a hybrid. So our authors maintain a lot of independence. They have a lot of control over their books. They have the final say on how things go out, which you don't get at, say, Penguin or Random House or wherever, Harper's Collins. They do have to, there is some cost sharing on their part, but
mm-hmm.
the reason for that is because that, if I took over that portion of it, then that would become mine. You know, we've invested in it, it's mine. By them doing their own investment, it keeps those books entirely with them. The only thing we lay claim to is the ISBNs and the Library of Congress control numbers that are, you know, put together on those ISBNs.
Right, right.
But the books, the covers, the content, it's all yours. And so if you, so let's say one of my authors meets with one of these movie directors this upcoming event, and they hit it off, and they go, God, your book would be great for one of our movies, one of our upcoming TV shows, whatever. They could take their book to them, and they don't have to pay me any money. All their royalties for any book deal for any movie deal they make is entirely on, you know, between them and the people that they work with in Hollywood.
Very nice.
So, which again is almost unheard of in this industry.
Yeah.
I try to make, publishing is confusing. It is expensive. It is all life consuming if you allow it to be. And I try to make it a little simpler, a little easier, a little less life-consuming.
Very good, very good. So, folks, if you've got a story and you're wanting to tell it, well, then you need to meet Lisa Orban, president of Indies United Publishing here in Quincy, and stop by for the annual Authors Retreat June 6th and 7th, including the awards ceremony on the 7th at the Corinthians on the Square in Quincy.
For tickets,
yes.
You can go to our website at indiesunited.net. Just click on the upper banner. We also have posts on Facebook and on the community calendars. And basically, if it's in Quincy and there's a place to post about it, I have posted about it. But it all goes back links to the website where you can get tickets.
Very good. Very good. Thank you so much, and very much success to you.
My thank you.
It's a pleasure to meet you. We're coming up on 9:45, back with more on the Mary Griffith Show on WTAD.